Fake schools, fake education, and how to spot a creepy cult of greed. Let me start by giving you the answer first. Follow the money. Now, before I get into explanations, I must first give you an example of a real school and an example of a fake one. Y Combinator is a real school. Even though it has been built as a startup accelerator, I write this in the year 2021, and at the moment it is as perfect of an example as one could possibly ask for, though obviously it will evolve towards its original goal and not a replacement for high school or college. It is the best example today. It just goes to show how far schools have misunderstood their purpose. It not only teaches and inspires, but also helps their students by giving them money for a reasonable cut of their future profits, all the while respecting their creativity and independence. While I think highly of Y Combinator, my advice is not to merely participate in it, but to learn how to build one that is more focused on personalized education. Let's call it School 2.0. Now, a fake school is anything that takes money from a student or their parents. If you're paying for it, then you are being cheated. You are being cheated by a fake school and a bunch of cheaters. If they really believed they could teach you, then they would take a small cut of your future profits, like Y Combinator does. But since they don't believe in you, you have to pay upfront with loans that you will not be forgiven for any reason, including bankruptcy. Again, we must put an end to this charade and begin creating institutions that actually enable their students financially rather than disabling them merely to add to some hedge fund or bottomless endowment. Don't worry too much. When liars take hold, it takes very little to outcompete them and repair the situation entirely. But you do have to begin opening your eyes as soon as possible. Get ready to build a personalized education university with a focus on financial independence and a lifelong personalized curriculum that begins with an idea the student is passionate about and results in a small company in under a year. In terms of transitioning to a more authentic educational system, the sooner you start building, the more perks you will inherit. Tax-exempt status and subsidy is a good example, but do remember that to eliminate the corruption of education, these perks must be shut down as soon as possible. Today, if all you can do is pay for a school that gives you the career path that you are interested in, then I am sorry to say your career path is still trapped in dark ages by greed, short-sightedness, lies, corruption, and charades. A school that takes money up front has a conflict of interest that defeats the purpose of its existence and permanently and irreparably stains its name. They will slowly teach less and charge more while putting on a less mediocre show. Just like we may never forgive certain universities and schools for participating in slavery, we must never forgive schools for participating in systems of corruption that sell a student's mind for a small profit. Do not be surprised that all paid schools aim to sell a fantasy. After all, paid schools are not the only tax-exempt institutions that sell falsehoods. We have a long history of accepting institutions without question or objection. It is our greatest flaw of character. It creates heartbreaking and mind-bending anomalies. But we have progressed, haven't we? A prestigious school can only pretend so as long as its students don't ask too many questions and choose to remain blind. Eventually, an open curriculum will lead to the undoing of said false schools. And networking be damned. Humanity is more important than the university brand. And if that is still false for some graduates, then that certainly indicates gushing flattery will smitten them into out-of-network collaboration. We have progressed. More powerful than our biggest flaw is our disdain for inauthenticity and fat endowment. Again, I ask you to stay of good cheer. Though today it may not be possible for you to become a doctor as untarnished and proud as you deserve to be, the position of a dean of the first honest university, one providing personalized education and only taking a fair and unobtrusive percentage of graduate profits, is now open to you, paving the way for your first valedictorian to walk the career path that you once hoped existed for you and now exists because of you, is just as noble as the noblest of your dreams today.